Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, "We Need Creativity to Bring Together Law and Justice."
Let's begin then with the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intent. Man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. I think it's really good for us to hear the verse that just precedes today's Gospel passage, and that's, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Then we proceed with the Gospel story where Jesus is challenged by Pharisees who would have the ritual observance of the Sabbath be equal to or take precedence over the needs of the man with the withered hand. The Pharisees are watching Jesus and they would desire to make a claim against him. The commentary that I read speaks of how this reflects the first century when Luke is writing. The Pharisees are attempting to increase their control over the population, while the fledgling Christian community is discovering the full implications of the message which Jesus, the Messiah, has given them. The interplay between Jesus and the Pharisees speaks to us today as we would balance ritual correctness with the demands of justice and indeed with the healing of a person now made whole by faith in Jesus. I put this question to you, is it allowed to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it, stretch out your hand. The man did so, and his hand was restored. What a brilliant teaching moment. One we can learn from a great deal about today. Just a few days ago, I returned from visiting family in Ireland. While there, I discovered a story that reveals a similar conflict between narrow, moralistic, righteous behavior and the freedom that should be accorded to all people, especially those in need of healing, and the right to worship according to their own traditions. My cousin lives in County Clare, and our first step was to drive out to the ocean, to Loop Head, where there is the Church of Kilbara. Off to the side of the present church is a room that houses what's called the Little Ark. At the time of the potato famine in Ireland, a priest, Father Meehan, was attempting to form a parish in the area. The Protestant landlords would not allow the purchase of land for a church, and if Father Meehan said Mass in the homes, which was the normal way of starting a parish at that time, the landholder would expel the people renting the farm and destroy their house as well, and this happened a number of times. Father Meehan had an idea. He would say Mass on the strand, a portion of land between the surf line and the farms, which belonged to no one. At first he placed two wagons together, but the wind kept blowing out the candles and it was very awkward. After a time, he decided to build an ark, a box-like structure, 8 by 10 by 11, not unlike a bathing shed on the shore, with a small altar and windows so the people could attend Mass and see what was going on. It had a statue of the Sacred Heart above a small altar, and then windows on the side, and an open door. This went on for about 4 years, until the approval was finally given for the present church site. it was both a surprise and a privilege for me to see the Ark and to hear the story. It took courage and imagination to make a beginning for the poor Catholics of this area, especially at that time. As I return home, I'd want to bring such imagination, problem solving, to the similar issue facing our people. My people don't even talk about what's going on at our borders. You're on one side or the other. Keep the peace. Keep quiet. Yet the outrage goes on, children being separated from parents, people fleeing from their homes under threat of gang violence, and then the lucrative market for illegal drugs that, in the U.S., that many claim enriches the gangs and makes the whole situation possible. As Jesus, in his exchange with the Pharisees, placed real values in persons over legal ritual observance, I want to find ways of supporting healing and, yes, even welcoming children and families who flee in terror from their homelands. Here, our sense of unity as a Catholic people and as brothers and sisters in Christ takes precedence over smaller divisions and identities and values. I think we need to begin the conversations that respect the rule of law, but at the same time uphold the dignity and value of every individual, as well as the importance of family unity for parents and children as they seek to cope with poverty, fear, violence, and powerlessness. This is the healing I would look for. Jesus identifies the deepest concerns we need to have for one another as he brilliantly heals the man with a withered hand. In our prayer and dialogue, and especially in our practical choices, we need to speak to one another. This has started as some of the bishops who live on the border have begun dialogue with fellow bishops who live in the areas where the migrants had to leave, and sometimes under the threat of death, or the necessity that if you didn't leave, your teenager would have to become part of a gang. Such dialogue is not an easy one, but it must continue, and in our own prayer and creative imaginations, we need to seek solutions that will bring healing to our government, business, communities of all kinds, our families as well, and our church community. As a church, we need to express our concern and seek active solutions for all our brothers and sisters who live in such terrible risk and come to our borders in such extreme need. The Son of Man is Lord of all things, and we must attune our moral and creative imaginations to the words of life which he brings. And today, I pray for that imagination and that courage that will bring healing to our borders and to all who are homeless and at risk, and also that the Lord will fill me with life and energy and vision so that I may be helpful in their service. May God bless you as you respond to this challenge of the gospel.